Dale, Henson, and myself are available, so we have a quorum. Regent McKinney is not available for today. We do have one action item having to do with our six-year capital plan, and Brian, I assume you're presenting on that, correct?
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's nice to be in person. As part of the state requirements, the university is responsible for submitting what they call a six-year capital plan to the state. That plan ultimately is used as part of the budgeting process for the state of all state agencies. What we've done here is we've solicited the university in total. We've worked with the using our six-year our new WKU campus master plan. We've also utilized the information that we have in our strategic plan. And also in 2017, the university completed a facilities assessment. So with collaboration with the academic departments and other departments across campus, ultimately going through a web-based system that the state has, the planning, design, and construction department coordinates this effort for the university as a submission to Council on Post-Secondary Education for this process. So what we've showing on the screen is a listing of the projects or the needs of the university. Ultimately, this list gives the university, after the budgeting process, authorization. So the approval we're seeking today is approval of the listing of the needs assessment for the university. We've highlighted certain projects on this list that are different from what we had submitted 2 years ago. And I'd like to go over a couple of those. Our number one needs assessment of the project is for the new Gordon Ford College of Business. What we've done here is that because of construction cost, we have increased that project from the last submission. It was $65.1 million, and we've increased that about 15% to cover some extraordinary situations in construction costs, and also because this is an authorization, seeking authorization, it gives us some capacity of scope change since it's been so long since we've gone through schematic design. Next project is expansion of the Innovation Campus. Right now that's being managed by Bruce Schulte. And that project is, they submitted and are having conversations about how the funding, so there's some grant money, they're seeking some grant funds, so we added information for the board that says we are seeking some grant funding for that particular project. It's the same request that we've made before. It totals $80 million in total, but it breaks out the funding different from the request we had before. Softball, indoor athletic training facility, student housing on the farm. Those three projects, we've adjusted the cost on those projects. Those are all privately requested funding projects. And if Jeff, if you could scroll down toward the bottom. We've added from the campus master plan the construct State Street Plaza authorization request. Again, this authorization would not be effective for any projects till July 1 of 2022. And then we have an agency bond request. This is construct a parking structure project on campus. We'd like to keep that on our project list. We typically run that, but we've moved it from restricted funds to an agency bond fund request. Again, it's just for authorization and it's projects that we have. on our campus. Any specific questions on why we do this as a university?
I just want to thank Brian both for the presentation, but also kudos to his staff who've been here working throughout the pandemic. Number one, one of the reasons that we have such a terrific competitive advantage for our physical plant that Chair Hayden referenced this morning as he came to campus and drove through is that these folks care deeply about the institution, the sense of place that it creates, and helps with our recruitment and retention of students. And so thank you for that. The other thing that I want to say is that higher education nationally and in the Commonwealth have significant deferred maintenance challenges. You see, many of the things listed on here are addressing aging facilities that have to be renovated, remediated, and taken care of. And unfortunately, as a state, we've not had the resources to invest in state facilities. And so we've done much of that for our own budget, but I am hopeful that the state sees its way toward investing in higher education facilities in the next biennial budget. So we'll continue to press on that. It's a significant challenge for our campus. As much as everyone gets excited about new facilities, it is just as critical that we address facilities that are pre-existing.
Enlighten me, if you will. What is this category, private funds?
That's a category where it'll be privately funded through donations.
Gifts. Thanks,
yes.
That's what it implies, but I just wasn't sure.
Guthrie Tower is an example. Okay. Was a private donation and a gift. The Chandler Chapel on our campus was a private donation and gift. A lot of the things that you see on our athletic fields are private gifts projects. We still have to have authorization for any project that's built on state property. So we do add these types of things onto our list so that everybody is well aware of things. They had completed a master plan, athletics has. So we also look at their master plan and add projects to this list that keep us current, because it's a needs assessment. And that's what this is, really helps the state project out for all agencies. What do we see out in the next 6 years? Again, it's authorization.
Thank you for that explanation.
Mr. Chair, I move for approval of the six-year capital plan as presented. We have a motion from Regent Bale. Your second.
Second. My second.
Who did my second come from?
Julia.
I got to get her in. Okay, thank you, Julia. We have a motion and a second. Any other questions or comments from anyone? Hearing none, I'll call the vote. All in favor of approval, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, like sign. Passes unanimously.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brad. Thank you for the job your folks do.
That looks good.
Mr. Chair, I now move that the board go into a closed session as provided in KRS 61.1810 for the following discussion. Discussion of proposed or pending litigation against or on behalf of the university.
I have a motion by Regent Bale for executive session. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Second. Any other question or comment? All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, like sign. We are now moving to executive session. Timeline, Andrea?
Less than 10 minutes.
The board is going to return to open session. The discussions and deliberations during the closed session were restricted.
Mr. Chairman.
What?
Can you wait until I get you on record?
They are.
Oh,
yeah, they are.
Okay.
So I'll just start over to make sure.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. Let me say, the board is now returned to open session. The discussions and deliberations during the closed session were restricted to those stated in the motion, and no formal action was taken by the board in the closed session. Well, that brings us to the conclusion of our agenda for the committee meetings today. Mr. Preston.
Mr. Chair, we'll end on, I think, a very positive celebratory news. I typically wait for my presidential update at the actual meetings, not committee meetings, but there are two items I'd love to share with the board and with anyone who happens to still be watching our broadcast, but for the board in particular, really excited about this news. Our WKU forensics team just won its 10th American Forensics Association National Speech Tournament Championship. And they sent 23 competitors with 66 entries, the maximum allowed to the competition. Of the 66 entries, 44 made it to the quarterfinal rounds, that's the top 24. 30 advanced to the semifinal round, top 12, and 19 made it to the final rounds, the top 6 of competition. And so WKU was crowned with the sweepstakes championship with 609 points second, beating the University of Texas at Austin with 433 points. We bested 72 other universities, including University of Alabama, George Mason, Yale, Cornell, and Vanderbilt. So we continue to have remarkable success there. And I want to call out, we had 7 team members capture individual sweepstakes awards, and that includes senior Derek Collins, senior Ryan Gosling, senior Romaine Dixon, just a remarkable accomplishment. Again, we will host an event in a couple of weeks to draw even more attention to this with the 9 previous national championship trophies. And at some point, I think we need to start getting these young people the rings that our basketball and other athletic folks have, so they can wear them on all ten of their fingers. The other piece of just outstanding news is around our women's volleyball team that captured its 6th consecutive Conference USA tournament championship, and so they are Conference USA volleyball champions. Will be ranked 17th in the country, advancing to the NCAA tournament in Omaha next week, and really proud of their continued efforts and excellence and of Coach Travis Hudson. So 2 nice things to end with.
Great.
Very fantastic. Fun.
We may have to work our forensic group back in the next board meeting.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Outstanding. Anybody got anything else? Good productive meeting this morning. Appreciate everyone's attendance. Be safe. And we'll see everybody back on May... What, Julia?
Julia, what's the date?
What's our next board meeting? You're muted.
7th and 8th is 7th. Is that right, Julia? Yeah, I can't hear you. You're muted. May 7th.
May 7th. So we have graduation May 1 and graduation
May 8th.
May 8th. Okay. So we look forward to seeing everyone for that very special time of the year. If there's nothing else, we may adjourn.